Yeah, so I would say something that's really important is to have a non-judgmental space at home, in the workplace, or at school. So that allows, I guess, young people to actually express their identity if they are gay, if they are bisexual, queer. One thing we talk about in the workshop, so we touch on the actual coming out process, which is really important. With parents, they often have this idea of who their child is and what sort of future they are going to have. So that future often looks like they're going to be straight, they're going to have kids, get married, that sort of thing. But what we would suggest is when you're, I guess, raising your kids, try and imagine different types of futures so that if your child happens to be gay, then you're okay with it, that it doesn't actually come as this, like, overwhelming shock. That, yeah, because that's one of the things that can be quite hard. I know when I personally came out to my mum, excuse me, that was something that she had to deal with. So she had imagined a future where her son was going to do all of those things, have the sort of white picket fence, and all of a sudden she's put in a position where that's just not going to happen.
In terms as well with safe spaces, I just also wanted to touch on like the work that Tim and I do specifically, because part of our work, I guess, is really working towards, and I think we have managed to create kind of safe spaces where young people are able to we foster environments together where young people can kind of openly talk about things like sexual health and communication and relationships without fear of judgment or rejection. And that's largely because we kind of create these autonomous spaces where young LGBTI people can get together and talk about things in that kind of safe and non-judgmental space. And that also extends to conversations about things like drug use and mental health and online safety and those kind of related issues.
And would you say there has been some partnership with the education system? So peer education, would you run some of the workshops within the schools?
Yeah, the school system runs its own sexual health programs. Now, that's completely up to the individual school and then the individual teachers within that school. So what we find is generally a lot of, I guess, sexual health information for LGBTQI tends to be missed. And they're the people who, once they've left school, they actually end up coming through our programs to our peer education workshops where they get that sexual health information. But unfortunately, we just can't work with schools at the moment.
A lot of the discussions that happen in the workshops are related to things like we run a number of workshops, but the one that we usually get people to start off with is a workshop that we run called Start Making Sense. And in that workshop, participants are kind of given a lot of time to talk about things like coming out specifically. Often there's kind of a mix of people in those workshops of people who have come out and people who haven't come out yet. So we find that people talk a lot about coming out, they talk a lot about relationships that they've had, they often talk a lot about their family and their friends and how they're dealing with their coming out process or the process that they've already been through. But also I think the workshops are really valuable because people can hear stories from other people about their coming out experience or the way that their family is dealing with it or the boys that they're seeing or whatever it is. Yeah. And they really do get a lot of kind of information and knowledge, and peer-based learning, sharing experiences is something that is really shared across the spectrum, even amongst, you know, straight people.
So one of the differences is that most kind of education functions off a peer-based model, but that peer-based model is assumed to be straight.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where ACON's really important, because we go, well, actually, there's a spectrum of identities and sexualities. Also, we need to be providing education for people who come from different cultural backgrounds as well. And that's something that we find is really important within our workshop. We have a really diverse community here in Sydney. It's not just, I would say, young, gay, white men that come through our workshop. It's young gay men of all backgrounds or same-sex attracted men, bi-curious men. We even noticed that we had an absent population within our workshops, and that's same-sex attracted guys from an Arabic and Middle Eastern background.
Would you say that a lot of these younger generations are feeling conflicts because they feel like they're doing something wrong when it's actually the most natural thing?
Yeah, exactly. With that, though, it really depends on your family. Because as Angus was saying, you could have kind of kept this as a secret to yourself for 10 years and then suddenly you're about to tell someone. That internal conflict is still very hard. Even if you think your family's going to be accepting, it's still this kind of 10-year build-up of having to face that moment of actually telling someone. Mm-hmm. And just back to what we were saying earlier, that's why I think it's so important to, I guess, foster an environment at home where young people can understand that it's okay to be gay, queer, whatever, that there isn't that expectation already in place.
Another thing that is really kind of invaluable for the guys who go through the workshop is kind of just meeting other people who have gone, meeting other LGBTI people, basically. When you're young and you're in high school or you've just come out of high school, there are a lot of people who've never encountered a gay person before.
Or think they have.
Exactly. They haven't. What our participants have told me is that one of the things that they found the most rewarding from the workshop is just meeting other people like them. And that might seem so like trivial and simple to us, but it actually makes such, I think, an impact on their overall sense of belonging.